From APM, American Public Media, this is New Classical Tracks. I'm Valerie Kaler in for Julie Almacher. The first time I heard the Westerlies play, I was smitten. That sound, warm and velvety and earthy and introspective. Not the bright clarion tones I expected from a brass ensemble. It was less cathedral and more backyard.
Can we hashtag
backyard
that?
Brass.
Backyard brass.
Which is not to say that the Westerlies are always so meditative. This is one of several pieces written by Westerlies trombonist Andy Clausen. All but two of the 17 tunes on this double album were written by members of the band. Their songwriting is an organic, collaborative process. Andy Clausen explains.
The way we write for each other is to allow that room for interpretation by each player and allow room for experimentation throughout the process. And pieces change a lot the more we perform them and the longer we're playing them. They're kind of always alive and changing.
Trumpeter Riley Mulherkar says there's another element, too.
The solution we found, and I think it was almost from the get-go, was that we were writing for each other. So we weren't writing two trumpet parts and two trombone parts. If I sat down to write some music for us, I was writing a part for Zubin, I was writing a part for Willem, and I was writing a part for Andy and myself.
Trombonist Willem de Kooke says their philosophy is always try everything once.
Whenever anyone pitches an idea, we're all required to try it and then decide whether or not we want to keep it. So I think we all had a hand in arranging the pieces on the album.
One of those custom design tunes is Lopez, written by Riley Mulherkar with fellow trumpeter Zubin Hensler in mind.
The whole piece was around the idea of having Zubin play it and having him do all these weird things on the trumpet that I can't do and that I haven't heard other trumpet players be able to do. And it gives him this big space to explore.
One of Zubin's compositions explores the relationship between an introvert musician and an extrovert instrument.
On some level, it deals with being a relatively shy person who is a trumpet player, and those being kind of a juxtaposition of sorts. But when I sat down to write it, I was thinking mostly about really exploring all the textural possibilities of this ensemble.
The Westerlies take that adage, write what you know, and tweak it slightly. They write whom they know. They know each other very well and have been friends since childhood in Seattle.
I grew up, I don't know, 5-6 blocks away from Zubin. Willem Zubin and I all went to the same elementary school, middle school, high school. Andy was uptown at the rival middle school and high school. So we played in a lot of groups together. So these were jazz bands at the schools, orchestras, youth symphonies, just things going on in the city.
With these decades of friendship between them, of course, there are more than a few war stories and inside jokes that have become part of the group's collective narrative. Riley Mulherkar's lifelong fear of bees made it into a frantic tune by Willem de Kooke. And Riley says that even their high school summer jobs were compositional fodder.
My job was working in a surfboard and stand-up paddleboard shop run by Willem's dad, so Willem's dad was my boss. Willem got a job painting a house, and the house was my house, so his boss was my dad. It was a fun time in our life, and so Willem wrote this piece dedicated to that time and dedicated to the shop where I worked.
If you ask the Westerlies how they describe their band, are they a chamber ensemble, a jazz combo, a pop group, you get some chuckles and a group shrug.
We try to let other people worry about that kind of stuff, and we just try and take the music wherever we can and share it in as honest a way as we can.
And for this week, that's New Classical Tracks from APM. I'm Valerie Kaler.